Knock, knock. Anyone still? Oh, hey! Looks like you're all packed. I think you're the last person left in the hall. Yep, I think everyone else left. Parents stuck in traffic? I tell you, it's always the worst on move-out day. I think you're allowed to stay here until 9 if you... Oh, your parents just left their house? Don't they live a couple hours away? Wow, is everything all right? Whoa, slow down. It's okay. So, you were supposed to go home with your girlfriend's family, but then she broke up with you before they got here? So they just left without you? Not that you'd want to ride in a car with them after something as awkward as that, but... And now you're stuck here until your parents arrive? Did you tell them what happened? Yeah, I probably wouldn't have either. Well, it's good that they're able to come on such short notice. And you know what? I'll go tell the main office that you need to stay here an extra hour or so, just so you don't have to wait in the lobby with all your stuff. Oh, come on. Until you leave this building, you're still my resident, and I gotta do what I can to make your life better. Here, I can even hang out with you for a bit. I'm supposed to be inspecting the rooms for stuff, but everyone usually does a pretty good job of keeping stuff clean, so I don't have much to do. Hmm? Nope. I'm not going home tonight because I graduate on Sunday, silly. You knew that. You keep liking all my Instagram pictures of me in my gown. I know, right? Purple is definitely my color. It's scary, though, moving on to the next part of your life and everything. It's like, I'm excited, but I'm equally or more terrified of the future. Plus, I'll miss all of you guys. This has probably been my favorite haul of all the ones I've had. Ugh, I'm sorry, you don't want to hear me ramble on about being old and getting all mushy about missing you guys. But you definitely were my favorite haul of freshmen I've ever had. Never too loud, never really causing trouble, and you guys came to all my events, so A plus. No, I'm sure your RA next year will be cool too. Not as cool as me, obviously. What hall are you living in next year? I don't know offhand who has that one next semester, but it'll be fine. RAs are usually more lenient with sophomores anyway. Just don't do anything too crazy. If you don't want to talk about this, just say so, but why'd your girlfriend break up with you? Really? She's been talking to a guy from her hometown for a couple months? Wow. I'd be furious if... I'm sorry, that probably doesn't make you feel any better. But what the fuck? And on move-out day, knowing she was gonna drive you home? I'm sorry, but that's fucked up. And if I'm being honest, you're one of the nicer guys in the hall. If this had happened to those party bros in 108, I wouldn't really feel as bad, but you didn't deserve that. Oh, come on, you know I'm looking out for you. That's what they're paying me for. Well, not really paying me, but giving me free housing, so you get the picture. And like I said, you're still my resident until you leave. So as long as I'm here, I got you, dude. The next couple of days? Well, I'll have the hall to myself until I graduate, so I'll probably just go out with my friends, play lots of loud music, run through the hall naked, all that sort of fun stuff. No, not really. There are people who come by and clean and stuff. I wouldn't want them seeing me naked. But I was considering wearing nothing under my gown when I graduate. I just hope it's not windy that day. Yeah? You think that's hot? I thought you might say that. And come on, I've known you almost a year now. RAs are more attentive than you think. I always see the way you look at me during hall meetings. Plus, you're always trying to sit next to me at the events. Remember movie night? I feel like you showed up late just so you'd know where I was sitting. No, don't be embarrassed. It's cute. Oh, in that one meeting where I caught you looking at my skirt, like, 100 times. No, I don't think you're a creep. I do a lot of stuff around campus, so I don't really have time for a boyfriend. So, it's nice to be thought of that way sometimes. Well, you know we're not allowed to think that way about our residents, but I remember once I got called to your suite at night once. I think people in the room next to yours broke their window or something, and when I asked where you were, they told me you were in your room with your girlfriend. Well, don't call me a creep, but I stood outside and I listened to see if I could hear anything. I know it's weird, but I was curious. Oh yeah, I definitely heard things. I honestly couldn't stop thinking about it for a while. Hey, I have an idea. What happened to you today sucks. Like, really sucks. But what if we had one last hall meeting? Well, I know everyone else is gone, silly, so it'll be just you and me. I mean, I'm only gonna be your RA another couple of hours, and then I graduate in 2 days, so what if I helped you feel better? Let me hop on your bed. Well, I guess it's just a mattress since you packed away your sheets. I'm tugging at your shorts because I want to see your cock, duh. Show me what that girlfriend of yours gave up. Wow. That explains why she was so loud when I was listening. Here, I'm gonna stroke it for you. Oh, wow. You like that, huh? I'm imagining you laying in bed with your girlfriend, and while she's asleep, you're awake, scrolling through my Instagram. Am I right? That one of me at the beach from last year was probably your favorite. My bikini top was tied so loose it practically fell off after the picture. You're so cute. I can practically see you trying not to come. Here, hold on. You can play with my tits while I do it. How long have you wanted to see these? Are they as nice as you pictured? You can touch them. Ugh. Yeah, that feels good. Especially when you do that to my nipples. God, I can feel your cock about to burst. Yeah, you can pinch harder. I don't know how long you're gonna last like this. Stay here. Here's what we can do. Activity planning is a strength of mine because I'm such a good RA. I'm gonna sit on your desk, and you're gonna watch me touch myself. That way, right as I'm about to come, you can fuck me, and then we'll both be able to. Hey, I'll do anything for my residents, but I have to get off too. Come on now. Keep your hands where I can see them. Watch me peel off my shorts. Oh, I'm really wet. Ever think I'd be sitting on your desk touching myself? Yeah, me neither. Oh, this feels so fucking good. And even better knowing that you're watching me. Oh, no, stay right there. Oh, I'll tell you when to come over here and pound me with that thing. You know what? Since it's my last day and I'm breaking all the rules, you can even finish inside me. I don't care. I want to feel you fill me up with that. Fuck. Just think. Your ex-girlfriend is going to go home to whatever small town, small-cocked loser she chose over you while you're here fucking your RA. I think you got the better end of the... Better end of the deal. Oh, I'm close. Shit, I'm getting close. Come over here. I'll move to the edge. Do it. Please. Fuck me. Oh. Oh, fuck. Harder. Harder. Oh, my God. Oh, you're so fucking big. Oh, God. Oh, you're so deep. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, I'm gonna... Oh, You didn't finish yet? I'm not complaining, just don't stop pounding me hard like that. This is a pleasant surprise. How long are you gonna last before you fill your RA's little pussy with all that cum, huh? Yeah. Getting me deep, like, oh my god, no. Hold it there. Hold it there. Oh, I wanna feel you. Yeah. Empty it out all into me. Oh, fuck. Oh, wow. You're holding back a lot there, huh? Well, of course. Like I said, as long as I'm your RA, I'm still here for you. And I don't know when your parents are coming, but as long as I'm your RA, let's go see if the showers still work.